Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
L-A-S-I-K, LASIK.com.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back. George Norrie with Randy Hiley, award-winning spiritual author who conveys afterlife information received as a result of the pact she made with her now-deceased mother. She'll tell you about that. Randy passionately serves as a spiritual guide, life coach to individuals searching for greater clarity and deeper meaning in their everyday lives. Her latest work is called 8 Things to Know About Where We Go. Rainey, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me back, George. It's a pleasure to be here.
How have you been?
I've been amazing. How have you been?
Everything is great. Great.
Good.
Now, for a lot of new people who join the show, tell us more about you. What happened?
Sure. You know, my background is that I'm an author of 8 published books, and I'm a lawyer turned life coach. I really love helping people live lives of greater authenticity and greater meaning. I live in Sedona, Arizona, and I'm very passionate about helping others.
Now, tell us about the situation with your mother.
So my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and given 2 years to live back in like 2015, and she ended up living until 2018. But what happened during that time period was she and I had the opportunity to make an agreement, kind of like a pact, saying that we were going to talk to each other after she passed. She was going to come back and tell me everything. And
it's a little like a Harry Houdini deal.
It was like, I said, Mom, you have to promise me, whatever you do, the very first thing you do when you cross over, you have to come back and tell me every single detail. And she promised in front of witnesses, family, and friends, and she said, I will do that. And she did. She kept her word, George.
We're going to get into that in a second. Now, did she pass peacefully?
You know, it seemed from my perspective that she had a really traumatic, long, painful death.
Oh, the worst.
You know, it was like 6 months of active dying, and I was so worried that she was suffering and in pain, and I was crying every night, like, please let this, you know, take her from this pain. And, you know, it was such a, what she came back and told me was such a blessing and a relief. It really eased so much of the suffering that I was enduring, you know, watching her.
You basically interrogated your mother, didn't you?
I did. And I asked her every single question I could possibly think of. And she dutifully answered every single one. So I just feel really, really blessed to have this material and this book out there.
The 8 things to know about it, did they come from your mother?
They do.
What would you say was the most startling revelation she gave you?
That's such a good question. You know, when she told me that she was not in pain at all and that she was actually having an enjoyable, pleasurable experience dying, that to me was so shocking. You know, that was the first thing that was so shocking to me, because it just seemed like it was a painful, terrible thing. You know, everybody that I'd seen in the hospital or people in the dying process, it's not pretty. And to know that that was actually what she would say is her best part of her life. She said it was so enjoyable and that there's absolutely nothing to fear with death and dying.
How did she communicate with you?
So she, you know, when she passed, George, I was, you know, I had just visited her, and I was back home, and I was in the shower, and I heard her voice as loud and clear as we're talking right now, and she said, "Rain, rain, rain," and she's the only person who calls me Rain, and so I knew that was her, and she said, "Rain, I made it, and I just fell to my knees crying, because I was like, my mom has passed, A, and B, she came back and she's talking to me. So
you're in the shower and you hear her.
I heard her clear as a bell.
Now, had anybody else been in that room, would they have heard her too?
Or No, I was alone. I was home alone. It was audible to me. I don't know if it would have been audible to other people, but I quickly got dressed and went into my room and pulled out a pad of paper and a pen, and I wrote down everything, you know, just for hours we sat and talked. And the communication at that point was just, it was more internal. I could hear her, but it was an internal communication that just came through as I was writing.
So Mom made it to heaven.
She did. And, I mean, she was the most loyal, honest person that I've ever known in my life. So if anybody was going to come back and complete what she had said she would do, it would be her. And so I knew my mom would keep her word, and she did, and I'm so, so grateful for that.
Does she still communicate with you, Rennie?
Yes, we communicate all the time, which is a blessing.
Has she done, what kind of writing do they call it when the spirit writes?
What is it?
When the spirit does the writing for you.
Oh, the automatic type of writing, yes.
Has she done some of that?
You know, she had not done that before, but I had. I had, you know, my whole life has been a quest, really, to discover these questions of who am I? What am I doing here? What is this all about? And, you know, every book that I wrote, I felt that I was able to get a little bit more insight, a little closer to those answers. And, you know, with my mom coming through, it was like complete clarity. I mean, it was sort of like the grand unifying theory. I mean, she answered all of my questions. So it's, in my life, it's been kind of the pinnacle of my spiritual journey, because it really brought me to a place of complete understanding of what's going on.
Ironically, your mother's name is Lisa Marie, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
No relation, right?
No relation.
She died a little too early, didn't she?
She really did.
Unbelievable. So what did she talk about the other side? What did she explain?
So, you know, the first thing that she told me was just, you know, how amazing the death and dying process was and how you feel all of these incredible feelings of, it's like all of these memories come flooding back to you in the moment of after you've passed. And she's like, it's everything that was the best part of life on earth times a million, and that's what it's like. There's just no comparison. So, you know, that was such a revelation, just to know that this is just very temporary. And, you know, she went into all of that, but just it's temporary, and the pain that we're experiencing is for a bigger purpose, and it'll all be over in the blink of an eye.
She was not scared, was she?
Not at all, but on Earth she was. She was very scared of dying. And so it was such a relief to know that it was not painful or stressful at all.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Take us through the sequences of what happens when we die.
Yeah, so my mom, I mean, she mentioned that in the afterlife there's no time like there is here, so things don't happen, you know, in a linear fashion like we think. But what she went through when she passed, she said there were kind of like six different steps. And the first one was she was just bathed in the most amazing light. She kept describing this light as, you know, it's like a feeling of unconditional love. It's a feeling of home that we have, I think, as human beings. We have this feeling that, you know, we know we're connected to something. And so it was this feeling of connection with light, feeling enveloped in love, and having a sense of not wanting to leave. She said it was so amazing. She didn't want to go back to Earth. She didn't want to leave. She just wanted to stay there in the light. And, in addition to being bathed in this light, she had a flood of sensation come over her, sort of like tsunamis or waves of sensation of all of these amazing feelings. Like if we have five senses, you know, in the afterlife we have a million. And so remembering all of those senses and feeling and experiencing the big hugeness of who we really are, that followed by this feeling of self-awareness and that self-awareness of, oh, that's right, this is where I'm from, this is home, this is who I am, I'm such a bigger person than I was in this small form on Earth. And after that, she said there's a huge celebration, like you meet with, you have a soul family that's much, much bigger than your family on Earth. And all of these people are waiting and so excited that you're back, and they've thrown you the equivalent of like a huge party. And so she said it was really fun, and she had this most amazing time. And the two other elements that she mentioned in death, one of them following this soul family reunion, she said is a life review. And I know we've heard about that, you know, from other people who have had near-death experiences and things like that. But what I thought was fascinating about what she said about the life review is that no one is there but you. You're the only one.
There's not like a tribunal or anything.
Right. Like you think there's going to be a judge and a jury or, you know. No, it's just you. And you're the one who watches the replay. It's kind of like, I like to call it the Akashic replay. It's the replay of your life. It's like watching a football game that you just, you know, watch again. And you see how every single decision or choice you made affected other people, and some of those good and some of those not so good. And that's the point where many, many people decide to come back in and try to do it better. You know, they wanted, I'm going to come back to, you know, into a new body and see if I could do better in this next life.
Has she ever talked about spirit guides?
You know, she talks about guardian angels, and I think they're probably kind of a similar thing. She is in the role of a guardian angel, and it's something that I think a lot of people do after they pass so that they can stay next to their loved ones and help them along the way on this journey. So, you know, she said every one of us has guardian angels. We have ancestors or family on the other side who care about us so much that they have committed to spending every second by our side during this life. So we're never alone.
How old was your mother, Rainey, when she passed?
She was only 68.
That's young.
I know. It's far too young.
That's the new 50.
You know, or the new 40.
Could be. That's
right?
True. Does she have any regrets of passing?
Ooh, that's a good question. You know, she doesn't have regrets in that sense, but she said that she wishes she had spent her life in a higher vibration. She spent a lot of it in conflict with other people and negativity, and you know, I think she regrets any time that she wasn't giving love. Like she says, do not spend one second in negativity or anger, because it's just a complete waste of energy. And when you pass, the only thing that will matter will be the relationships that you had with other people. How did you interact with others? You know, how did you care for them? you won't care about accomplishments or achievements. You know, it'll be more about how you treated others.
What did she say about the afterlife in terms of what it looks like?
Well, that, you know, it's so fascinating because it's like she gave me a glimpse into it. And according to my mom, it is the most amazing, incredible, it's utopia, it's heaven, it's the most amazing place you could ever imagine. It's the best of Earth times millions. And it's an actual real place. Like, they call the afterlife real life, you know? And in real life, you can create anything that you want in a moment.
Will she be processed for reincarnation?
No. She's going to stay in this guardian angel role until I pass over and then my brother and his two daughters pass over, her grandkids.
Did she have any loved ones visit her?
You mean when she...
When she had passed, did they meet her on the other side?
Oh, yeah. She said everyone. I mean, her dad and... You know, lots of her mom had recently passed, and she mentioned that she mentioned every single family pet that we had ever had.
They're there. The pets are there too.
They're there. I mean, she was naming all of these pets I didn't even remember, and they were all there greeting her. So it was a huge reunion.
Did she ever talk about a hell, Rainey?
The only hell that she mentions is what we endure here on Earth. And she said in the afterlife, everything is good.
What about the demons, the evil, the devil?
They're all here. It is all an experience on Earth.
Well, that could be.
We want to feel like people get punished for their bad things. But the punishment... at the end of a life that's not lived well, is that you're going to go back and do it again.
And again.
And again and again and again until you can reach a point of feeling complete.
Well, what did she say to you that is something you will never forget for the rest of your life?
I think the most important piece of advice or information that she's given me is to really make an effort to hold myself in a place of joy at all times. And that's so hard, you know, being a human and being in this body, but really making an effort to find joy in every moment. And you know, whether that's turning on the radio and singing loud to your favorite song or, you know, dancing or just getting, you know, spending a moment with friends or trying to find moments in nature that bring you joy. Like, finding joy is so, so important.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.